What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, February 11th, 2011. What an amazing day it has been. Obviously, the big news is Mubarak is gone. He's toast. He's Casper. He's gone with the wind. The tyrant has left the building. You're out of here. And another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Ow! Another one bites the dust.
And so Mubarak is gone. He actually left town before he had his subordinate say, yeah, he quit, he's gone here. Basically, Mubarak did the same thing General Lord Cornwallis did. He just let his subordinate turn over his sword here. And everybody, of course, the party in Cairo is just going like crazy. Not since the fall of the Berlin Wall has there been such a cry of freedom heard around the world. There were fireworks over Beirut when Mubarak's resignation was announced. Now, here in the United States, of course, we live in a dictatorship where we're not allowed to have fireworks. Otherwise, I would have set off a few myself. But there we are. I mean, it's just amazing. Now, apparently, President Obama is getting ready to do his little speechification. Everybody's spinning this. Everybody's trying to use it for whatever their agenda happens to be. And Obama was supposed to speak about an hour and a half ago. Now he delay. Everybody's trying to do all this back channel conversations to try and get things settled to whatever their particular point of view happens to be. Now, what is Obama really going to say to the public? What can he say? The founding principle of the United States of America is that governments must rule with the consent of the governed, and that any people have the right and the duty set forth in the Declaration of Independence to throw off bad government, and that's what the people of Egypt have done. Now, in the days leading up to Mubarak's resignation, of course, the United States, which had started out kind of neutral on this whole thing, was getting instructions from Israel, you must keep our guy in power. You must keep Mubarak in power. Excuse me. And, you know, the United States was trying to do that. We had Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying, we will not support the ouster of Mubarak. And they were trying as hard as they could to basically maintain the status quo. And they failed. And in the process, basically showed to the world that the government of the United States is perfectly willing to drop the Declaration of Independence into the shredder, if necessary, when Israel demands it. And it's been a huge political embarrassment. The U.S. government has destroyed its own credibility and, in hindsight, for no purpose, because Mubarak is still gone. And the army is now in control of the country. It looks like Mohammed al-Baradei is going to be a major voice in the new Egypt. And everybody is just, you know, absolutely, you know, it's amazing to watch the party. I remember I got up really, really early this morning to tune in over Al Jazeera because I was hoping it wasn't going to be a bloodbath. And the first image that popped up on Al Jazeera were all the people in Cairo in prayer, lined up nice, orderly, calm, just praying. The people of Egypt, congratulations. You played the Gandhi gambit and it worked beautifully. Mubarak stands exposed before the world as just this greedy little money addict. It's going to take a month to sand his fingernail claw marks out of the desk and the door frame of the presidential office. And, of course, everybody who supported him, you know, they're shown up as well. All right, we're coming down on the end of this first break. We got to take a commercial break here. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Matt is in the control room today, and he's going to be taking your phone calls and putting you on the air as we talk about this amazing, amazing moment. This is a pivotal moment in history. You don't need me to tell you that. I'm having a good time. I'm very excited, very happy about how this has turned out for reasons I'll mention as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsor.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to our show. We're talking about Mubarak's fall from power and political defeat. I'm watching President Obama basically try and backpedal and act like he thinks this is a really good thing, what the people of Egypt have done. We know that's not what the official U.S. policy was. We remember Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying, we will not support the ouster of Mubarak. And we saw all this back-channel information going on of trying, you know, the code word is stability, meaning let's keep everything the way it is right now because that's what Israel wants to have in place. And so Obama is trying to put a positive spin on this thing, but we all remember that President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and John McCain and Joe Lieberman and all of these puppets in our government turned their back on the founding principles of this nation, rule with the consent of the governed and the right of the people to alter or abolish a government that is destructive of the common good. Millions of Americans have died over the last two centuries to preserve those very principles, and our present government turned their back on it. They were perfectly willing to say, yeah, democracy is a really good idea, but we can't let it happen in Egypt because, you know, Israel's just going to have a hissy fit if that happens. So Obama is just basically, he's trying to cover, he's trying to, you know, save face, but it's too late. The damage is done. Now, Mubarak himself is out of Cairo. He's down in Sharm el-Sheikh, I guess he's, you know, down there on the beach in a pair of Speedos and with a metal detector looking for lost coins or something. But he's basically in his retirement right now. But the reality is the implications of what has happened today in Egypt go far beyond the borders of Egypt. The corporate media is saying it's going to send shockwaves throughout the region. The shockwaves are echoing all around the planet. The entire globe is ringing with the celebration of what happened in Cairo. In fact, I just got word, apparently there's a big party in Detroit. You know, they're having a really good time. They think it's great that Mubarak is down and gone and toast. Basically, this moment in history is important because the globalists' Saratoga just happened in Cairo. What do I mean by that? I had some people wrote in when I put that at the website. Saratoga was the battle during the American Revolution, at which point King George III started realizing he wasn't going to win this thing. And from Saratoga down to Yorktown, it was just a continuing series of defeats. Remember what I was saying about a week ago? The U.S. government and Israel know that what started in Iceland is spreading across the world. When all across Europe, riots in Great Britain, firebombings in Greece, all of the people of the world are standing up and saying, I will not let you loot my life to pay for the bankers' greed, recklessness, and stupidity. The push for a global fascist dictatorship created a climate in which we now have a global revolution. And the U.S. government and Israel tried to draw the line in Egypt. They figured if they could stop it there, if they could prevent it, if they could keep Mubarak in power, that this whole idea of a global revolt against the private central bankers might fizzle. Well, they lost. They lost. What started in Iceland cannot be stopped now. It's going to circle the world. So memo to the money addicts everywhere, you're next. Blocking the internet didn't stop Cairo. Gun control wouldn't have stopped it. Egypt's population, they only have 2% of the population own firearms. So gun control wouldn't have stopped it. They're already a disarmed population, and it didn't really matter. As a side note, one of the companies that we're approaching for a sponsorship here at whatreallyhappened.com, they're an ammunition company, and they're telling us their business has quadrupled in the last 3 months alone. Everybody knows what's coming to the United States of America. Everybody's getting ready. And now, because of Cairo, everybody knows it's possible. It can be done. Now, a lot of people are still asking why there was this weird flip-flop yesterday, because yesterday morning we were getting all these announcements. Mubarak was going to step down. He was going to cede power. He was going to do this. He was going to do that. And then at the last second, all of a sudden, turned around and said, I'm staying. You know, what are you going to do about it? And boy, did he get an answer for that one. What a difference a day makes here. We are now finding out from the papers in Israel that one of their legislators, Benjamin Ben Elizer, spoke to Mubarak on the phone just before his speech yesterday and basically told him, you know, we think you've analyzed the situation properly there in Egypt and that, you know, you're on the right track by staying. In other words, Israel was even at the last minute working to encourage Mubarak to stay. And that was why there was that strange about face that caught everybody by surprise. Made Leon Panetta look like a fool, made the Egyptian military look like a fool, made all the media look like a fool because they've been reporting all day long. He's going to quit. And then it gets a phone call from Tel Aviv and says, no, I'm staying. I'm right and you're wrong. Wrong. But as I said before, everybody is trying to spin this story to their advantage. Everybody's trying to say, oh, it really is good for us after all, which, okay, if it was good for you, why were you opposing it as much as you did? But, I mean, they're spinning this thing so much, I'm surprised the people of Egypt aren't getting seasick. You know, everybody, they're trying to propagandize this. You know, in fact, Israel right now is starting to remind me of the Black Knight in the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And he gets his arm chopped off and he says, it's just a flesh wound. You know, I've had worse than that. But the bottom line is that Obama did not support the people of Egypt. He gave lip service to the people of Egypt. He was supporting the status quo. He was supporting Israel's interests. We saw that in the news all the time. All of the analysis of what was going on in Egypt was always framed in the American media solely in terms of how it affected American policy and Israeli policy. There was hardly any mention of what the people of Egypt wanted for themselves for a better life. So, what we're looking at right now, and by the way, you know, the Israel's megaphonies are out there loading up the blogs. And they're going to newspaper sites and saying, oh, this is bad. The Muslim Brotherhood are coming in. They're doing this and they're doing that. And they're trying to draw a linkage between saying that Obama is supporting the people of Egypt as they overthrow Mubarak. Why wasn't there more support for the people of Iran when they were trying to overthrow Ahmadinejad? And in point of fact, okay, last year in Iran was not a popular uprising because Ahmadinejad was winning his elections. Okay, unlike Mubarak, who basically set up the election so that he couldn't lose. Iran was an attempted coup d'etat, a replay of the 1953 overthrow of the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh by the Central Intelligence Agency that brought the Shah to power. Okay? So right now, the Central Intelligence Agency is 0-2. They failed to topple Ahmadinejad in a coup d'etat, and they failed to keep Mubarak in power. So we're Bush leagues, really Bush leagues. Last week, we ran a story about how Mossad's reputation for infallibility is now in tatters, especially after the embarrassment of Dubai. And it gets back to the heart of what I was saying, where people who are willing to lie, cheat, steal, kill, and torture, it doesn't make them better human beings. It just makes them human beings willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill, and torture. And that doesn't necessarily mean they're any smarter or sharper than anybody else. They may think they are, because they sit up late at night abusing themselves to old James Bond movies. But if you look at their actual job performance, especially considering how much money they are absorbing from us, really amateur night over there. Really, really amateur night. And I say that as a person who's really a fan of the Tom Clancy books, the older ones, not before he got into this whole cooperative writing, ghostwriting thing, but the earlier books. That was a CIA we hoped we had. We now know we didn't. It's just another concocted fiction to placate the masses. All righty, let's see. Now, Ahmadinejad has come out with his observation about what happened in Cairo, and he's saying that a new Middle East is being created without the United States and Israel's influence. And he's absolutely right, because the major problem that Israel is facing right now, they have all these governments subverted in the Middle East. And they had their puppets in place like Mubarak, and they keep their puppets in place doing Israel's will with the promise that no matter what happens, we will keep you in power. Doesn't matter how much you abuse your people, we will make sure with the military might of the United States at our disposal that we can keep you in power. And obviously, they couldn't. And so now every other government in the Middle East that has been doing Israel's bidding over the last 30, 40, 50, 60 years, they're looking in a mirror and saying, you know, what happened to Mubarak could happen to me if I push my people too far. So we're basically going to see two possible reactions in countries that are feeling threatened by this. They're either going to back off their people and say, okay, we got to let them earn more money. We got to let them have a better standard of living. We got to stop looting the people for the benefit of the bankers. Or they'll go the other way and they'll get out the whips and chains and they're just going to come down as hard as they can on the people. Either one of which is going to provoke, you know, the confrontation that we just saw in Cairo here. I think we're John in Ohio. Are you there? I think we're almost at the end of the segment. Are you there? Oh, we are at the end of the segment. John, hang on. I'm going to go to you in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Pro Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Before we go to the phones, I want to point out something. I'm going to be talking during most of the show about how absolutely out of their mind, terrified, the U.S. government is that what happened in Cairo is going to happen here. Remember, it took only 18 days in Cairo, in Egypt, to bring down the government. It took only 14 days in Romania. I forget how long it took to bring down the USSR, but it wasn't very long at all. And there wasn't a lot of blood. It doesn't have to be a bloody process. You just have to start out knowing it can be done. This is why the U.S. government is absolutely terrified, why Obama's on the TV saying, oh yes, we support what happened. We support democracy. Really, we're not like them at all. Well, maybe the U.S. is very much more like Egypt under Mubarak than they want you to realize. Okay? Because we all know that there was a huge amount of economic inequality in Egypt, but it's in the United States, it's far worse. The wealth disparity between those who have got so much money and those who've got not enough at all is much worse in America than it was in Egypt. Now, Mubarak stole billions of dollars from his own people. But Wall Street and the Federal Reserve have stolen trillions with a T and continue to do so. Egypt has been living under a state of emergency for 30 years. the United States has been under a state of emergency for terrorism for 10 years and under a state of economic emergency going back to 1933 when Franklin Roosevelt declared an emergency in order to justify seizing the gold. Now, Mubarak was supported by the military in Egypt, but here in the United States, the military-industrial complex has taken control of the government. Now, Mubarak ignored the will of the people. Remember back when Congress was passing TARP, and 90% of Americans said do not use public money to save the bankers from their own greed and stupidity, and Congress did it anyway. So the American government isn't listening to the people. In 2010, there was a Rasmussen poll who felt that, you know, 21% of American voters thought the federal government still had the consent of the governed. A 2010 Gallup poll determined that nearly half of all Americans believe the federal government poses an immediate threat to the rights and freedoms of ordinary citizens, which we know. They're reading your emails without warrant. They're listening to your phone calls without warrant. TV cameras everywhere. Raids into your computers. Tracking devices on your phones and cars. Groping at the airport. X-ray nudie scanner machines. Now they're grabbing your digital media players and your laptops and reading out the memory to make sure that you're not carrying around pictures or music or data that you're not supposed to have. 82% of Americans think Wall Street is completely out of control and needs to be thrown in jail the way Iceland has done with their bankers since they fired their government. Now, Mubarak repressed his people and stifled dissent. A couple of days ago, we put up a picture on whatreallyhappened.com. Somebody sent me from the middle of the Appalachian of one of the official U.S. government declared free speech zones. You want to talk about stifling dissent? Yes, you've got a First Amendment right to freedom of speech, but only if you move over here where nobody else can hear you. Mubarak murdered and tortured people without following the rule of law. Does anybody here remember the name Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo? There is so much similarity between the present United States government and that of Mubarak. It's no wonder they were supporting each other. And that is why the U.S. government is terrified of you. They're out of their mind, blind with fear. They can't sleep at night without a half a bottle of scotch in them because they know Americans have more reason to be angry with the U.S. government than the people of Egypt had to be angry with Mubarak. And they reassured themselves that the people of Egypt are going to go along with it. They're lethargic. They're uninvolved. They're apathetic. What turns out, in hindsight, that was wishful thinking. The intelligence agencies and the State Department completely missed the signs of an impending explosion. And now they're looking around the people of the United States of America and saying, are we missing the signs here as well? Yes, you are. We're going to go to the phones. John in Ohio, aloha. John, welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Oh, an awful lot, Mike. I've got an element, undercurrent of dread as well as celebration. You know, I've been as much as you against the genocide of Israel against the Palestinians, their aggression constantly threatened and actual against Iraq, Iran, and Lebanon, that I've been against the alliance between Israel and Egypt and the United States support for both of those things. But I have a much more cautionary rather than celebratory attitude towards this. I've sort of put my BS meter, not turned off, but turned down the volume. But more and more, after reading people...
John,
that
you got to get to the point. You're wandering all over. What are you trying to say? What is
I'm
your
trying
point?
To say that I'm beginning to agree with more and more with people who agree with you and me about Israel and Egypt and United States policies, like Webster Tarpley, William Engdahl on Global Research, and Joe Sadowski. I have an awful lot to say here.
Okay, we got to take a break here, John. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Obama's back on the TV speechifying. I think he's very worried about his public image right now, and he's out there lauding his press secretary and all the rest of that stuff. We're going to go back to the phones. Barry in Tennessee. Aloha, Barry. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
How you doing today, Mike?
Doing just fine.
Yes, on the Egypt situation, I believe that either way it goes, it's going to play right into the globalist hands because you got Suleiman. Didn't he work for the UN?
I absolutely disagree, and I'll tell you why. Politics is perception. It doesn't matter what the back channel deals are going on, and everybody's screaming that this is working out to their advantage. But politics on the global level is perception, and the global perception is the people of Egypt kicked out a tyrant. And that is what is going to be shaping the politics at the grassroots level in every other nation on earth. This is a major body check to the globalists, because now we're looking literally at a global revolution that started in Iceland. Iceland fired their government and has thrown the bankers in jail. That's hardly consistent with the globalist plans. And, you know, we're seeing all these riots taking off all over the place. Tunisia's lost its government. Now Egypt's kicked out Mubarak. I mean, Egypt was one of the most rigid dictatorships in the region, and they just fell. And that has sent a thunderclap message around the world. Nobody is safe from the wrath of the people if the people feel they're being pushed too far. So it doesn't matter what the back channel room is and what they're saying over there at the Council on Foreign Relations or the Bilderbergers are dreaming and scheming about. The public perception is the people of Egypt threw off a dictatorship. If they can do it, we can do it.
I agree, but why would somebody like Kissinger say, like it's, he talked like it was planned, it's just got to play out, you know, and in other words, whichever way it works out, it'll be to their benefit.
Well, I do know that they wanted al-Baradei not to be in there when they were first having their little discussions to try and keep Mubarak in power. Al-Baradei was not even allowed in. Now he's emerging as a new figurehead. If there was some kind of a plan, I don't think so. I mean, this all began with that firebombing of the Coptic church, which was exposed as a false flag. And so I'm sure the globalists and the money addicts and the bankers are trying to figure out some way they can, you know, use the current event to support their agenda. But I don't see this as supporting a global dictatorship when the dictatorship just took a black eye.
When you said it'd come to America, do you foresee that there being riots in America and throwing out the president, or what extent do you see as far as America?
Yeah, I see it coming to the United States of America. I hope it won't be riots. I hope it'll be protests the way it was, very much nonviolent. In Egypt, the only ones committing the acts of violence were the government thugs, covert and overt. But I do see it coming to the United States of America because the American people are coming to realize that we did not need to suffer the last 10 years of impoverishment and tyranny. It didn't need to happen. The only reason it did happen is the private central bankers got greedy and the government said, sure, we'll help you loot them. And the American people, now they've seen what happened in Egypt. You just know. People are saying, okay, if Egypt can do it, we can do it. That's the message that's coming out of Cairo.
Well, it's definitely true. The few, the bankers, have got the mass, which is us, the people, pushed up in a corner right now. And I'd rather be the mass than I had the few. That's for sure. Enjoy
well, definitely. Show. Yeah, I'm betting my nickel on the people because ultimately, you know, Gandhi had this wonderful statement that he made, and I haven't got it memorized, so I'm paraphrasing here, but it said, you know, man is cursed with tyrants every once in a while, and for a while it can seem that they're invincible, but they always fall. And that's exactly what happened here. And the other thing coming out of Cairo, we have a phrase we have on a coffee cup that we sell around here. The fastest way to bring down a dictator is to force them to act like one where everybody could see it. When the protesters stood up and forced Mubarak to act like the dictator he is, his doom was sealed at that point.
Makes sense.
Okay?
Makes sense. Enjoy your show, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Barry. We're going to let you go and switch over to Joe in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Watching the news channels, Communist News Network and the phone news channel and all them, you know, seeing the people smiling as they're in the streets, I want to be happy for them, you know, because they are glad they're rid of a tyrant that was just totally oppressive, and I'm happy for them in that sense. But, you know, and I listened to your previous call, I think we're going to have to really watch and see who replaces him, and if this man is acts in the interests of Egypt, or if he acts in the interests of Israel and the United States.
Okay, well, you know, we definitely need to do that, but like I said, the controlling factor here is how the public is perceiving the situation. And I'll tell you one thing, anybody who understands politics and revolution will remember that when we talk about the French Revolution, we're not talking about one, we're talking about almost a dozen that took place between 1793 and 1808. And so, whoever is coming into power in Egypt right now understands they have an angry population that just had one successful revolt and will not hesitate to have another one and another one and another one if their needs are not met. So I don't care who comes into power in Egypt, they're going to be nowhere near as evil to the Egyptian people as Mubarak was. And certainly I think the fact that we have the military in control of Egypt right now. Everyone says, oh, military junta, but, you know, we're under the control of the military in the United States of America. You know, half of our tax money goes to the military. You know, they take our kids and send them off to wars. The military-industrial complex dominates Wall Street. So we're under military control here, whether they admit it or not. But in this particular case, over the last couple of days, we were pointing out how the Egyptian soldiers in the Sinai were running out of food. They were hungry. And you know who fed them? The people of Gaza. And the people of Gaza do not have a huge surplus of food, but they shared what they had with the Egyptian soldiers. And the military are going to remember that. And already we're hearing Israel is screaming about the new government coming into power in Egypt is, you know, they're not going to enforce the treaty and they're not going to enforce the starvation blockade on Gaza. And this means that not only is Egypt breaking free of Israel's rule, but the block.
Hello?
Blockade is functionally gone if there's an open border between Gaza and Egypt. And Israel is screaming, you can't let this happen. Hamas is going to have, they're going to actually be able to sell their olives, and that will be the end of the world. And they're having a conniption over there right now. And
that's a great thing that now the Gazan people can receive humanitarian aid from Egypt. I think that's great.
Not even humanitarian aid. They can have trade. They can run a business. They can grow products. They can sell them. They can buy and sell and import and export. That's what the path to peace is. Israel is starving Gaza to get them to surrender their elected government and accept proxy rule through Fatah. It's the same thing that the Soviet Union did to West Berlin back in 1953, and I'm sorry, mid-1950s. And, you know, back then we had the Berlin Airlift, and we were taking tons of material in to West Berlin to make sure that they were not starved into surrendering their democratic principles. And yet, for some reason here in the Middle East, when Israel does that to Gaza, to starve the people of Gaza into surrendering their elected government, Hamas, and accepting foreign rule through a puppet, you know, the United States government turns a blind eye, which is why we know our government, like Mubarak, is under Israeli domination.
Well, I think this definitely could be a good thing. Well, we have to, you know, the mantra in the mainstream media right now seems to be Egypt needs democracy. And I think they just got it. Well, yeah, and they're planning on some type of election in September. And we have to be very aware of democracies because that's what we supposedly have in this country. Which is the reason why there are no riots in this country. If we had dictatorships, we might have had a riot already, but...
Oh, wait a minute. We have had millions of people in the streets of America who are behaving like the Egyptians. They're being peaceful about it. They're hoping the government will listen to them. Our corporate media tends not to pay attention to it. But I'll tell you what, at the end of the show, I've got this collection of photos of protests in the streets of America over the last few years. I'll put it up there, and you will realize we've had more people in the streets of America than there were Egyptians in the streets of Cairo. But our government and our media doesn't want you to be aware of that. So, I mean, the existence of riots doesn't mean that there isn't a desire for a change of government in this country. That was the mistake that everybody made with regards to Egypt. Oh, they're not rioting. I guess they're okay. Same mistake they made with Romania. 2 weeks before Ceausescu was machine gunned to death on Romanian national television, looking around Romania, you would have said, well, yeah, they're oppressed and there's TV cameras watching everything, but I guess the Romanian people are cool with it. And on one spark, and it was all over in 2 weeks. And the same thing is going to happen here in the United States of America because the people in charge of this government are all money addicts. They don't know how to back off. They can't back off. They're hopelessly in the grip of their money addiction. They don't know how to change course. They're not showing any indication of wanting to change course. And that makes what happened in Egypt inevitable for the United States of America.
Yeah. Well, for any type of demonstrations to be effective in this country, they have to be done at the state level, on the seats of the county governments, and on the seats of the state capitals.
Oh, no. Demonstrations just have to be in the streets long enough to prove that we can shut down the entire country by simply not working and not paying the bills. And more to the point, the United States is far more fragile than you might think, and for a very simple reason. Our government is hideously in debt to all kinds of foreign governments who've got the option to simply say, you got to pay up now. But more than that, the United States is home to trillions and trillions of dollars in foreign investment, money that is kept here with the promise that no matter what happens, the American taxpayers will be made to pay for all losses. That's what Bush Sr. demonstrated during the SNL crisis during the 1980s. It is what is being demonstrated even today with all these bailouts and TARP and $12.5 trillion worth of money that's poured into the American investment market to reassure those foreign investors that those generous American taxpayers will gladly sacrifice their homes and their children's college education in order to pay for business losses here, you know, in Wall Street. Now, if you have, you know, the population of the United States of America standing in the street saying, we're not going to do that anymore, they're only going to have to do it for 2 weeks, and all those foreign investors will start taking their money out of the American investment market, and that'll bring the whole shebang crashing down. So we don't have to have riots. We don't even have to march into Washington, D.C. We just have to stand up and be seen refusing to go along for a couple of weeks, and that will be it. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Much.
Thanks an awful lot. I lost track on the where I am on the list, Matt. Who's next? Okay. We're going to go with Tony in Florida. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, over the last 18 days, I was waiting for LRAD to come into this equation over there, and it never did. I don't know if they have it.
Do you know why?
They could have gotten it over there. You never mentioned it, so go ahead.
Okay, because it doesn't work. It's one of those things that a company with political connections has invented, you know, and said, oh, this will keep the slaves in their pen. And, you know, I know the Japanese have it on the whaling ships, and it's never worked against, you know, the sea shepherds. All you got to do is stand there and put earplugs in your ear, and that's it. It doesn't really work. And you know, I think the reason they did not deploy it in Egypt is it would have made it very obvious it's a complete waste of money. It's like so many other American products. You know, it looks good. It sounds good. The great sales brochure and cute little girls in the sales booth to make sure you sign the contract. But when push comes to shove, you know, it's not effective. You know, it's like the Bradley infantry fighting vehicle. Hugely expensive and doesn't really work. What's that ship that they've got out there now that the Pentagon is saying they're $1.5 billion each, and they only work if the weather is really, really calm. It's almost a joke about, you know, how bad some of these things are. And I think that's the reason they didn't put LRAD over there. Wouldn't have worked.
You really think that thing wouldn't work? I mean, let's face it, you remember Pittsburgh in 2009 with the G20. They didn't even have them all the way turned up. No one was even riding. I mean, what they did was, that was unbelievable what they did.
They were also using water hoses and tear gas there, so it wasn't really a clear case of, yes, oh, the LRAD really does work. And again, you know, the clearest example we have is when, if you look at Whale Wars, I don't even know if that's still on the air ever since that whole blow up between Watson and the Addie Gill captain. If you look at it, I mean, the Japanese just had those things going all the time. Yee, 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 and everybody on the ship is saying, oh, yes, they're using the LRAD on us. Ooh, tremble in fear. I think that's the reason. They're not really that effective. Plus, it would be almost too easy for these little vehicles to be simply overwhelmed by such a huge crowd. I think the LRADs work. I think the LRADs work if you're dealing with maybe a crowd of 10 or 20 or 30. But when you got 500,000 people really ticked off at you and you turn on that switch, you're just asking not to go home alive that night.
Well, like I said, I was wondering when they were going to pull them out. Just one last thing. I just don't think that it would be so easy over here. I'm surprised that this happened so easy.
That was the mistake they made with Egypt. That's the mistake they made with Romania. That's the mistake that Charles I made, Louis XVI made, Mussolini made. I'm sorry. I think quite the contrary. I think on the day when the American people realize they are a people and they share a common enemy in the money addicts, I think it will happen here. It's already happened here once. That's why we're not British subjects anymore.
I'm not talking about if it's going to happen. I'm talking about if it's going to happen so easy. And all I can tell you, based on my unfortunate personal experience with the corrupt, perjurious police officers of South Florida, I think these guys will shoot at the American people. And no doubt about it, they'll do anything for their $1,000 a month after taxes check.
Well, something? I'm not so sure because, again, Mubarak thought he had the same thing with his police force. And his police force was facing a mostly disarmed population. And that is certainly not the situation here. Anyway, I hope that we're coming up on a transition and an evolution. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. I hope and I still maintain that it can happen peacefully with a minimum of bloodshed. Unfortunately, revolutions are peaceful only to the extent the departing tyrants are willing to allow them to be peaceful. Remember what John F. Kennedy said, when peaceful revolution becomes impossible, violent revolution becomes inevitable. And I'm sure a lot of people in Washington, D.C. are reviewing those words of wisdom right now. Thank you very much for the phone call. And let's see if we can sneak Rand in Texas in here before the commercial break. Rand, aloha. What's on your mind?
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how this thing unfolds with Egypt having, you know, 50% unemployment and just the whole situation with all these different factions of it. You know, I mean, I wish the best for those people, and I'm really glad to see Mubarak, the puppet, leave. But, man, it's still going to be kind of a scary future to see how everything unfolds. You know, the powers that be with the big banks and stuff are going to be going in trying to maintain currency debt and stuff like that. So, but what I'm really calling about, Mike, is a continuation of a conversation I had with you a couple of weeks. I'm the guy that went to a New York from Austin and had the police chief tell him that he was on the plane with me and told me he was going to Israel. And you and I had a conversation about how ADL sending police chiefs over there. This is Austin's
okay,
police
can,
chief.
Can you help? Can you hold that thought? We got to take a break. We'll be back with you, Rand. We'll pick you up right on the other side of the commercials.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Before we get back to the phone here, we're just now getting word they've had a 7.0 earthquake just off the coast of Chile. We may get another ripple out here in Hawaii. I don't remember the last time they had that big 8, and they said, oh, we're going to get a tsunami in Hawaii, and we all, like, loaded up our cameras and went down to the beach, and it was like this, you know, little I survived the great 2010 ripple. All right. Now, getting back to you, Rand, first of all, I want to respond to your question about how everybody who had vested interests in Egypt are going to try and reestablish and continue their situations of privilege and profitability. And yeah, that's just human nature when you're dealing with money addicts. But as I said to the other caller, the incoming government in Egypt understands they're dealing with an angry population, and they've got to make them happy or there'll be another revolution. Mubarak did what he did year after year, decade after decade, because he came to believe that he could do anything he wanted and nothing would ever happen. And so the abuses grew and grew and grew. The impoverishment became worse and worse and worse. Same situation here in the United States of America. Yeah, we can take another trillion from the people and give it to the banks so the banks can loan it back to the people at interest. And it goes on and on and on, because those in power come to believe that they have absolutely crushed down the spirit of resistance. The people are apathetic. They're not involved. They're tired. They'll never get upset no matter what you do. And then, of course, somebody makes a miscalculation, and they find out that, yeah, the people really are angry. So, the new government coming into Egypt, it doesn't matter how much pressure is being brought to bear on them by the United States, by Israel, by the bankers, by whoever. That new government understands they don't have the latitude that Mubarak imagined he did. They're going to have to do something to improve the lives of the people of Egypt, or they will be fired. Like I said, the French Revolution was not a revolution. It was several over the course of, you know, several years. The American Revolution was a single revolution because the incoming government of the founding fathers understood if they did not make the people of the new nation happy, they too would be out of a job. And so they set up a system with no private central bank that was going to work for the people, because that's what had worked during the colonies. So the new government coming into Egypt has to understand that as well. We already know that Israel is upset because the military in Egypt is not at all interested in peace treaties and non-aggression pacts with Israel. And they're not interested in enforcing Israel's will with regard to Gaza. So it's a major defeat for them as well. Now, as far as the ADL sending police chiefs to Israel, it's basically, you know, it's in the form of a bribe. You get to visit Israel. I mean, who wouldn't want to visit all the holy grounds and everything like that? And it's also a brainwashing campaign to keep reminding the American law enforcement that it's the Muslims who are the evil people. The Muslims are bad. Islam is bad. And we understand it's a huge lie, because Iran became an Islamic state in 1979, and from 1979 to right now, they have not invaded anybody else. Israel invaded Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, aid flotilla, assassinations all over the place. The United States has invaded so many people since 1979, I can't even list them all. So the threat to world peace does not come from Islam or Muslim states. But Israel is out there spending as much of your money as they can to try and convince the American police force that Muslims are bad, and you should always suspect them if there is a terrorist attack in the United States of America. Okay, Rand, we got to take a station break. We'll be back with your response in 1 minute's time.
The next round of